Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
415 says, D'Angelo, the Warriors killer, getting his vengeance on them last night. He even fouls out. I mean, he even fouled out early in overtime, and the Warriors still couldn't get over a hump, and they didn't even really need to get over a hump. They were up late in that game by 11 points, and they just invited the Minnesota Timberwolves right back into that basketball game with their sloppy play down the stretch. They were turning the ball all over during the fourth quarter and in overtime. I don't think Steph Curry even bothered scoring in overtime. Anthony Edwards officially got feisty in overtime. 17 turnovers. 17 turnovers are 17 shots you're not taking. 17 turnovers are... That's 15 more points even on a bad night for the Warriors. Last night, we called it, Ray. Well, at least I called it. I said it's simple. This is a poor perimeter-defending Minnesota team. You hit your threes, you win a basketball game. Well, they were only 31% from downtown last night. They had one job, hit your threes. Klay had a poor shooting night. He hit only three shots all night, and I'm not going to put it on just one guy. But if Klay plays to his normal season standards, they win that game last night. But that didn't happen, and they lost that game last night. They have burned way too much of their margin of error on the road.
And yet, almost everybody in the West has done that. There's only one team in the West with a winning record away from home, and normally they're about five. So the thing that strikes me more than anything else about the Warriors is that they're just like about nine other teams, and they never used to be that. Whether they were awful in those 2 years, they weren't like anybody else because they didn't really have any NBA players on the roster, or when they were winning, you know, or going deep in the playoffs.
They were such overlords, you couldn't even compare them to other NBA teams.
Now they're one of about 20 teams in this league. There's about six that are tanking, four that are excellent, and then everybody else. And the Warriors are everybody else.
You know, they're in control of the game, and then they start giving away possessions. They used to excel as a franchise. They used to excel with, like, under 6 minutes to play in a tight game. Nope, not anymore. Like, under six to play in a tight game, there is a chance that they will be as sloppy or even more sloppy than they have been up to that point in those minutes. No matter the situation, 4 minutes to go, three possession game. Nope, they can be absolutely as awful in that moment. Yeah, you know, 2 minutes to play, up two, really time to squeeze the orange. Nope, not particularly. No, there is just as much of a chance as Jordan Poole dribbling one off his own ankle in this incredibly valuable moment and possession as there was in the first 2 minutes of the basketball game. Final possession of the game. Like, final possession of the game. Here it is. You need one shot to win a game. That is a possession that you're going to ultra value, right? Nope. No, not really. Not really. That possession could be kicked away, and they could be stepping on their own cranks just as much in that instance as any other instance. And I guess what's really disappointing about that, Ray, is in those instances, there's no young man to blame. This is not a two-timeline problem. This is not Wiseman, Moody, Kuminga. This is not the big Ragu in his first season with the Warriors. I like him, too. He's become a really good player. This is not the other guys screwing it up. This is Curry. This is Clay. This is Draymond. This is Poole. This is Wiggins. You guys got to be the one who stops sucking. I mean, I don't know. There's no other way to say it. Do you want to go anywhere this year? All right. Hall of Famers, assemble, form Voltron, whatever you got to do. It's the most important players, not the least important, not the least played, that are letting this team down right now.
Well, last night it certainly was, because not very many non-veterans got many minutes. When you look at it, I mean, Curry plays 42 minutes, which must have made Steve Kerr throw up. He had to play Thompson for 40, played Draymond for 39. I mean, they clearly went all in to try to win this one. And in the fourth quarter, they get up 14 early on, and then after that, they get boat raced.
What's crazy is we're going to look back on this year, and the benefit of looking back, the power of hindsight always being 2020. You're going to, as it was happening, you know, there was a reason why none of these young guys could go out there and get their just trying to figure out their career minutes. You know, there was no room to play them in a season that when we get to the end of it, the chances of looking back at it and going, oh, my God, there were so many nights of developmental minutes, but you didn't use them. So you don't know much more about these players now than you did at the beginning of the year. And that's when the frustration of this season is really going to kick into overdrive, because there were a million nights of built-in, kicked-it-away, pissed-it-away basketball where James Wiseman could or could not have played 25 minutes. It really didn't matter either way, and you didn't play him, and that's bad. I mean, it's getting to the point where you're not good enough to be this particularly picky about, well, was every single defensive possession the most perfect defensive possession that I've ever seen out of a young player in this league? If the answer is no, we got to bench him for the next four games. They're being stubborn for reasons that may not bear the fruit they hope their stubborn fruit would bear.
Well, here's their problem, though. Early on in the year, they weren't getting valuable minutes at all from any of the young guys. And they got off to a rocky start. And so they're trying to basically figure out a rhythm where they can go, okay, we're going to make our run now, and we're going to, you know, be safely clear of the playoff argument. And I'm not a big fan of just giving guys minutes for development in a year in which you think you're a playoff contender. You got to win the night's game. So I don't think they're going to look back at this season and say, gee, we could have spent more time developing them. Because when you say we want to develop the young guys, what you're also saying is the result doesn't matter. And the fact is, this year, the result does matter.
Well,
and
they're going to end up, if they're shooting towards results do matter, they're missing.
Well, yes. But so that's the real problem. It's not that they miss chances to develop. They miss chances to win actual games. And that's the problem. It's, you know, I don't look this as a lost season for anybody who should have been given minutes that hadn't earned them. You know, the problem is they're not a consistent team top to bottom. And on a night like last night, where they have it in hand and then they just drop it, those are frustrating nights, not because they missed a development opportunity, but because they missed an opportunity to move into fourth. And fourth kind of matters.
Look, they got a problem that is them playing to the stereotype of jump shooting teams. That's really what they are now. They're a jump shooting team. Anytime you are the team in basketball who is leading the league in 3-point attempts, you're doing it wrong. I just don't know what any more to say. You're doing it wrong. If you have the number one next to your team's name in terms of attempted 3-pointers, you're lazy. You're being lazy offensively. And that's a big part of it. This team is settling for the easy look more than finding the perfect look. They used to attack that perfect look, and they still have an assist total that makes you say, well, they are doing, they do want to find it. Their assist total is still very nice. Way too many threes. Way too many threes.
And yet last night, they were
It wasn't like a normal number, actually.
It was actually 35. Below normal. Yeah. Number. It was 35. They were trying to penetrate and create things because, as you said earlier, Minnesota doesn't defend very well on the perimeter. So they were trying to take advantage of that. And, you know, yeah, they didn't shoot well from three, but they also didn't shoot great from inside the arc either. So this was just a night where they were not shooting well enough to hide the fact that they weren't defending well enough. That's how you lose.
There's a fair point brought up here from the 925 on the Xfinity mobile text line that says, you guys were tripping last year. And what happened? It's freaking amazing they won an NBA championship last year. There's still no doubt about that. I'm surprised. They're surprised. We're all surprised. The amount of surprise of winning last year's NBA championship, if it were to be applied to this, like this year, it would make last year's feel like it was scheduled from day one. There is no indication that the Golden State Warriors are going to be a team that wins a championship in the NBA this year. If the Warriors honestly, for real, are going to win another NBA championship this year, the regular season should just be canceled for them, or only just seen as a mere formality. They should be given a ceremonial one seed in perpetuity from here on out, because they just have the ability to reach a month in a basketball year and reveal themselves as the greatest basketball team ever, and they are going out of their way to not show it until the moment of reveal. I mean, I don't know. They can't be. The team that I am watching right now cannot be an NBA champion. I was watching last year, and I don't think at any point in time I definitively said they cannot be an NBA champion. I'm sure we did phrase it as we would be stunned if they were, but the option of cannot, to me, the option of cannot be NBA champion is on the table this year.
But every year they've been good. And I mean, made a deep playoff run, which is those are the only choices you've had in the Curry years. They got off to great starts. I mean, great starts. Last year they started off 18-2. So there was never a question about whether they were a playoff team or not. The question was, how good can they be? This year, they didn't get off to a great start, and they haven't built any momentum. And yet, they are in this huge standings morass with everybody from the Clippers to the Lakers in 13th. So, you don't know what they are. And this is the first time that I don't think anybody has known who they are, including themselves. And that's when you expect at some point for them to go, you know what, we got to make a run now. But maybe that's not in them. Maybe this is who they are, and you know, either they're half a step slower as veterans, because I don't think they're dumber, and maybe the young guys have not picked up the things that you need to play with this team. It does seem like it's a disjointed operation, because you can't tell from night to night who they are and what they are. And I think that's the takeaway. Every year that they've been good, they started off great. They have not started off great this year. They've been mediocre from the get, and they are mediocre today.
Someone from the 510 says, look, Boston shoots just one less three than the Warriors per game. Now, I don't have that in front of me, but let's assume I'm not being lied to right there, and that's a fact. Boston can get away with that because of the other things Boston has done. And through 52 games, Boston has the best record in the NBA, the best road record in the NBA, the best record versus teams 500 or better in the NBA, the best point differential in the NBA by a lot, the best net rating in the NBA, the third best offense in the NBA, and the fourth best defense in the NBA. The fork in the road between the Celtics and the Warriors since meeting in the NBA Finals is extreme. So Boston can, I guess, have the luxury of maybe settling for a voluminous amount of three-point shots when they're getting everything else done on a basketball court. If you are leading the league in taking threes and doing nothing else on a basketball court, that's when you get in trouble. That's why the Warriors are in trouble and haven't been north of three games above 500 all freaking year. 888-957-9570. Eric is in Millbrae. Eric, you're on 95.7 The Game. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
How you doing?
Hey, what do you got?
Oh, you got me there?
Yes, what do you got?
Hey, sorry about that. To me, the Warriors got a lot of problems. They haven't been this average in any of their title runs, especially on the defensive end. So to make the correlation, they can just hit a switch. They don't have a Durant on this team, and everybody, objectively outside of Curry, is not themselves or playing level. The bench is not anywhere near as good, and I think the West, especially the teams above them and even the East, are better. So the Warriors have gotten a lot worse. I just don't think this side type of team, and I don't think really there's anybody out there in the trade deadline that can really move. They're going to have a miracle run, and for them to not have home court or top seed and to try to win on the road when they can't beat anybody, struggle to beat average teams, it's going to be a huge Marvin task. If they can win, get back to even the Western Conference Finals this year, it would be a miracle run, because I just don't think this team has it. Unfortunate, I have to say, as a Warrior fan, but I don't see it, man.
Here's the thing. Look, I think this is the most fair statement that we could come up with, Eric. If they've got it in them, they haven't showed it to us. They have not shown us a champion's DNA. A champion's DNA gets revealed over the course of like a really good couple of weeks or a really good month. The Warriors haven't even had a good homestand? I think they had one good homestand. That's the end of it in terms of what's the longest successful stretch of basketball. They've had one good homestand. One not embarrassing road trip. That's pretty much how you break up this regular season so far. Everything is forgettable. Every game has been forgettable. The Warriors have yet to create a single memory this season so far. It's really weird.
No, I mean, it's that you can't trust them from night to night. That's the take. I mean, because the caller who talked about, you know, the Celtics, you know, aggregate numbers, they're not that different, except in a couple of places. And in those couple of places, that's where Steve Kerr has been sort of wrangling to try to get them to be better. And one is turnovers. The other is fouls committed. They commit basically three more fouls a game than Boston does. They commit three more turnovers a game. You know, so now you're talking about a bunch of possessions.
Yeah, there's an easy to find 12 points right there.
Yeah, and you know, it's not that they're radically bad compared to the Celtics in anything except those two areas. But the Celtics, you saw what they did last night. I mean, they won by 41 over Brooklyn, and they were ahead from the get and never took the foot off.
They were 48-19 after the first quarter. They were up 50 at one point in the game, or 49.
Yeah, no, it just, they have, for whatever reason, become the team that doesn't let you up. The Warriors used to be that team. Now they are not. And if I had a better answer other than the obvious, I'd provide it. But I don't see that they are a team with a unifying purpose. And you usually can tell if a team's got a unifying purpose if they're either defending it or scoring so many points a game that other teams can't keep up. And right now they're a tenth of a point scoring ahead of what they give up a night, which means they're not consistent at that.
They're 29th in two-point field goal attempts. They're 29th in fouls. They're 29th in turnovers. They're 30th in free throw attempts. Again, get any of those numbers out of the category of 30th or 29th and just raise them to 20th. Raise them to 18th in the NBA. You don't even have to go from worst to first to be 10 games over 500. Just correct those a little. Just correct them a little. And honestly, if this team can honestly reach the postseason and then find the motivation, the worst 16-game players, Draymond's old cliche, if all of that happens, like, truly God bless them all, and they should be inserted into the Hall of Fame while they're still active. They should all instantly, Steph, Clay, Draymond, just all of you guys get to go right to the Hall of Fame as you're still playing, if they're able to be champions again this year. But it's hard to see it coming based on their inconsistency, based on the fact that here's the thing. It's not even an effort on defense that's lacking. It's an attention to detail, because they challenge shots. They move their feet. Obviously not enough if they're reaching and getting all these fouls called against them. But they're not galactically lazy. You know, I've seen NBA teams jog between the free throw lines when it comes to playing defense. This isn't that. It's just sloppy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.